He smiled.
Full-time surveillance? Then you won't find it hard to get used to life with the worm camp.
You mean the damage has been done to me already? I'm not sure that's a consolation.
And then she eyed him.
So, David, what do you watch when you have the worm cam to yourself?
He went back to his apartment. He slaved his own workstation to Mary's back at the worm works and ran through the recordings our world routinely made of every user's utilization of its worm cams. He had done enough, he felt, not to feel guilty over what he had to do next to fulfill his obligation to Heather, which was to spy on Mary. It didn't take him long to get to the heart of it. She did, after all, view the same incident over and over. It had been another bright afternoon of sun and play and family, not long after the one he had watched with her. Here she was, at age 8, with her father and family, hiking, easily, at a 6-year-old's pace, through the Rainier National Park. Sunlight, rock, trees. And then he came to it, the crux of Mary's life. It lasted only seconds. It wasn't as if they'd taken any risks. They hadn't strayed from the marked path or attempted anything ambitious. It had just been an accident. Tommy had been riding his father's neck, clinging to handfuls of thick black hair with his legs draped over his shoulders, firmly grasped by his father's broad hands. Mary had gone running past, eager to chase what looked like the shadow of a deer. Tommy reached for her, unbalancing a little, and the father's grasp slipped. Just a little, but enough. The impact itself was unspectacular. A soft crack as that big skull hit a sharp volcanic rock. The strange limp crumpling of the body. Just unfortunate, even in the way he hit the ground so gleefully. Nobody's fault. That was all. Over in a heartbeat. Unfortunate, commonplace, nobody's fault. Save, he thought with unwelcome anger, the cosmic designer who chose to lodge something as precious as the soul of a 6-year-old in a container so fragile. The first time Mary, and now David, like an unwelcome ghost, had watched this incident, she had used a remarkable worm cam viewpoint, looking out through child Mary's own eyes. It was as if the viewpoint was lodged right at the center of her soul, that mysterious place in her head where she resided, surrounded by the soft machinery of her body. Mary saw the boy falling. She reacted, reached out her arms, took a pace toward him. He seemed to fall slowly, as if in a dream, but she was too far away to reach him, could do nothing to change what unfolded. And now, tracking Mary's usage, David was forced to watch the same incident from the father's point of view. It was like looking down from a watchtower, with child Mary a blur below him, the boy a thing of dark shadows around his head. But the same events unfolded with grisly inevitability. The unbalancing, the slip, the boy falling, his legs impeding him so that he fell upside down and descended head first toward the stony ground. But what Mary watched over and over, obsessively, was not the death itself, but the moments before. Little Tommy, falling, was only a meter from Mary. But that was too far, and no more than centimeters from his father's grasp, a fraction of a second's reaction time. It might have been a kilometer. Hours of delay, it would have made no difference. And this, David suspected, was the real reason her father had committed his suicide. Not the publicity that suddenly surrounded him and his family, though that couldn't have helped. If he was anything like Mary, he must have seen immediately the implications of the worm cam for himself, just like millions of others, now exploring the capabilities of the worm cam and the darkness in their own hearts. How could that bereaved father not watch this? How could he not relive those terrible moments over and over? How could he turn away from this child, trapped within the machine, as vivid as life and yet unable to grow a second older or to do anything the slightest bit different ever again? And how could that father bear to live in a world in which the terrible clarity of the incident was available for him to replay any time he wished, from any angle he chose, and yet knowing he would never be able to change a single detail? How indulgent he had been, David himself, to sit and watch gruesome episodes from the history of the church, incidents centuries removed from his own reality.